It's a famous story. I'm sure some of you have heard of it before. That a fellow comes, a certain man comes to a rabbi, and he says, "Listen, rabbi, I will donate a large sum of money if you'll make me a Kohen. I'll give you $5,000. And the rabbi says, "Well, what are you talking about? You can't just make someone into a Kohen." And the man says, "Okay, so I'll give you $10,000. And the rabbi is like, "Well, you know, $10,000 would be great for the shul, but I can't make you into a Kohen that way. It just doesn't work." And he says, "Rabbi, I'll give you $100,000. I just want to be a Kohen." So the rabbi, in exasperation, turns to the man, and he says, "I understand. Why do you want to be a Kohen so bad?" And he says, "Well, because my father was a Kohen, and my grandfather was a Kohen. We've been Kohanim all the way back. I, too, want to be a Kohen." That's a joke. That's a good joke. And we'll come back to that joke in a minute, and the truth of that joke in a second. We've counted. The beginning of a Midbar starts out, as we all know, with a series of counts of Am Yisrael. But B'nai Levi are repeatedly mentioned. They are selected out. They weren't counted with the rest of Am Yisrael. And Hashem comes and tells Moshe at the beginning of the fifth Aliyah, "V'dibar Hashem Moshe, v'mivar Sinai l'mor, p'kod b'nai Levi, count the B'nai Levi," and he does. He goes through and he starts counting Gershon, Kahad, Merari for their tafkidim, for their jobs in the movement of the camp of the Machane and the Midbar. And piece by piece, they will take apart the Mishkan. They'll be in charge of all the vessels, whether it be the menorah, whether it be the curtains, whether it be whatever part of the Mishkan, that's their job. And the count is a bit odd. It's different than the way the rest of Am Yisrael were counted for several reasons. And the Sukkim start out, "Go to B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Tavotam, B'nai Tavotam, count them according to their households, their families, Kol Zachar, Ben Chodesh, V'mala, Tifkedem," as opposed to the military count of the rest of the Jewish men. In this case, they're designated from the age of a month old. Now, the month old makes sense because just a few psukim earlier, at the end of the fourth Aliyah, we discover, which we already know, that the Levim are an exchange for the Bechor, for the firstborn of every Mishpacha. So they're counted from a month old because that's when they start their holy duties. I just brought the books for show. They're reminders. There's a beautiful Midrash. The Midrash says, "I understand. In regards to counting the rest of B'nai Yisrael from the age of 20, it's very easy. There's a mechanism to count them." But Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Ribono Shel Olam and says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want me to do?" You guys ever been around a month-old baby? 3-week-old baby? 4-week-old baby? Where are they often with? Who are the babies with? Their mothers, right? Their nursing mothers. Moshe goes, "Ribono Shel Olam, you want me going to the tents and find the babies with their moms?" I mean, there's something like not so good about that. So Chazal, jumping on the pasuk, the pasuk says, "Count them al pi Hashem," based on God's word. So the Midrash says, the Kosh Baruch Hu told them, "Go, Moshe, you stand outside the tent, and I myself will count B'nai Levi." A Kosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the count of the rest of Am Yisrael, Kosh Baruch Hu actually counts each and every one and tells Moshe the count. They are specialized. They're designated. There's something unique about B'nai Levi as an exchange. They're the Mamlecha Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. But wait a minute. I thought we were all on the Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. Doesn't Kosh Baruch Hu tell us that? Har Sinai, Atem Tiyulim Mamlecha Kohanim? And here he's specifying the Kohanim. The Kohanim that deal with the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no doubt they were unique as a model for the Am. The Rambam famously spells out the B'nai Levi, the end of Hilchos Yovel, B'nai Levi were designated, and they don't get a Nakla in Eretz Yisrael because they are holy, just like the Am Yisrael are holy. But they are models of holiness. They are, and the Rambam uses this lashon. The Rambam says they're Chel Hashem. They are the warriors of God, the instructors, the teachers about teaching morality and ethics. They're supposed to be the ones who instruct Am Yisrael, who are supposed to be a Mamlecha Kohanim Vagoy Kadosh, who are supposed to be someone who teaches the world how to be holy. And the Rambam says, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to teach my word, says God, you too can be that. You don't have to be the ones that designated. I had to choose some because they have to be a model. I had to choose Am Yisrael because you have to be a model. You have to be a model of holiness, of Kedusha. That's what's specified here, and God selects them specifically. And the Ram also says, and this is what I want to bring up, if we're all supposed to be holy, if we're all supposed to be in a certain sense Levim, Kohanim, Agoy Kadosh, what does that mean? One of my teachers, Dr. Zizor Tursky Zerung Vracha, said, probably, as we know, the Ram was a bit of an elitist. The Ram thought quite highly of intellectuals, and he had a certain designation for elitism. And the Rambam, in his most elite passage, probably in all his work, says the following. Listen very carefully. I've repeated this numerous times. It's one of the most important passages for me in the entire works of the Rambam. The very end of the fifth parak of Hilchot Yesodi HaTorah, when he talks about holiness, Kedushat Hashem, Ethlet Kadesh Hashem, he says the following. V'yesh dvarim acharim shem b'chal chil Hashem. There are things which are legally defined, halakhically defined. They're designated as profaning God's name. And they are when a person, according to his elite status, when people can look at him and say he's an elitist, he's an Am Kadosh, he's a Goy Kadosh, he's a Levi, he's a Kohen, when he does something, Dvarim Shabriot Maranim Acharav Bishbilam. And people say, look at that guy, what he's doing. Afal Pishenim Averot. Even though we can start to hedge our bets, we can start to negotiate, and we can start to say, maybe it's not really an Avera, maybe it's really not a problem, maybe it's my right. But are you doing something that people look at you and say, you are not a good person? That's not being Mamlech Kohanim Goy Kadosh. That's not being B'nai Levi. How can that be? And he says, positively, because we Jews like to end on a positive point, the exact opposite is also true. There are also things that you can do that are Mikadesh Hashem. And what are those? He says, if you, if you speak properly, kindly, politely to people, and you are, you know, kind to people and nice to them, and you accept them, sometimes you will take disgrace on yourself and not disgrace other people. You respect people when they don't deserve respect sometimes. That's also true. That's Kiddush Hashem. This Motzei Shabbat and Sunday, it's a holy day. It's a holy day in the Israeli calendar, and I would argue a holy day in the calendar of Am Yisrael. It's the day that we redeemed Yerushalayim. There's nothing small about that. It's colossal. Really, it's giant that in all these centuries and millennia, Am Yisrael has access to all of Yerushalayim. And on Sunday, there'll be a march. And there'll be a march in Yerushalayim. And the march will be with flags, and it will be Simcha Dek, and it will be celebrating Am Yisrael's reunification of Ir David, of the kingdom of David HaMelech. However, sometimes during the march, things get out of control. There are different routes, and I'm not going to take a particular political stance. If you ask me personally, I think you should avoid going through the Muslim quarter, but that's for a greater discussion. But sometimes during the march, things get out of control. People start banging on doors. People start scaring people. People start saying certain things which certainly could be interpreted to be racist. You have to ask yourself, really, that's why we got Yerushalayim? That's Mamlech Kohanim Vagoy Kadosh? To scare little kids? To bang on doors? To scream at people? Is there a different way? Doesn't mean it's an Aveira. We could talk about that. Sometimes it is an Aveira. Sometimes what happens in the parade is Pasha in Aveira. But often it's not. But I think that we all have to ask ourselves, when we're marching, even if you believe it's your land, and I believe every inch of Eretz Yisrael belongs to Am Yisrael, was promised to put by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. Well, that's all true. The Rambam says, you have to look at yourself and see how does the world look at you. You have to think, is that the way a person who wants to be holy, who wants to be a teacher for the nations, even wants to be a teacher for himself, acts? There's a chance in Yom Yerushalayim to be Mekadosh Hashem, the second half of the Rambam, to be on the Kodim Goy Kadosh, to celebrate our redemption of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. And we can do it in a way which is full of holiness, which is full of simcha, but thinking about the people who are there and going in ways that don't create scandal, but rather celebrate the holiness of the city.